Now you have in this 133rd Psalm that we're coming to, we do have a Psalm of David, and it's a beautiful gem. It's a rather short one, but it's a beautiful thing, and it has been called a psalm, I think, of brotherhood. It's certainly a psalm of fellowship. You see, not only did this man come up to Jerusalem as a pilgrim with his family and his children and wife around him, not only the place that God had chosen, but now he's there with friends, and he's having wonderful fellowship. They're not in little cliques, a little group. A great many folk today, they move in a little clique, and the reason is they'd rather be a big fish in a little pond than be a little fish in a big pond. A lot of folk like that. That partially explains some of the cliques we have in our churches today. Now, here is a wonderful psalm of fellowship, of brotherhood. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We're told to keep the unity of the Spirit today. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. Now, this was at the time that Aaron was anointed high priest. And this speaks of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone has said, you have here the fragrance of a lovely rose. You see this ointment, this frankincense that was put on the priest that indicated that he was a priest unto God. We see that this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not only king, he is our great high priest. And we see that in Psalm 45 and verse 7 that he's anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. And in that day, we read in Ezekiel 39:29, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. That's the day that's coming, like that ointment that ran down on Aaron. Well, that's the way God will pour out his spirit. And that's the meaning, by the way, of the prophecy in Joel, where it speaks of a future outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Israel of a coming day. It was not fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, but today we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, put in the body of believers, and Christ is our great high priest. And since that is truth, then we should attempt to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now, that is the meaning of this very wonderful psalm, little gem.